Warsh clears Senate Banking Committee on path to Fed chair seat. Kevin Warsh, the former Federal Reserve governor nominated to chair the central bank, was approved by the Senate Banking Committee on April 29, 2026, advancing his nomination to a full floor vote. The committee's sign-off was reported by Cointelegraph and confirmed by CoinDesk, and it removes the most predictable procedural obstacle between Warsh and the Mariner S. Eccles building. Bitcoin sat at $76,583, up 1.0% on the day, and Ether at $2,300, up 1.3%, as the headlines crossed, according to the market snapshot taken at the time of writing. The Fear and Greed Index was 41 in neutral territory. The reaction to a committee vote is rarely violent on its own, but the next person at the Fed will set the policy path that crypto risk assets price off every FOMC meeting for the next 4 years. Why this committee step actually matters. Senate banking is the gatekeeper for any Federal Reserve chair nominee. Without an affirmative vote out of committee, a nomination cannot move to the broader Senate without procedural workarounds. Warsh now has the cleaner path. A simple majority on the floor confirms him. That puts the practical question on the calendar rather than the legal one. Floor scheduling, hold notices from individual senators, and any tied-up amendments could still drag the timeline. But the ratification gate is open. Where Warsh sits on policy, Warsh served on the Fed's Board of Governors from 2006 to 2011 and earned a reputation as a financial stability hawk during the post-2008 period. In speeches and op-eds since leaving, he has argued for tighter rules around emergency lending facilities, a smaller Fed balance sheet, and greater skepticism toward forward guidance as a tool. Crypto markets read that profile as a higher bar for cutting rates, all else equal. There is also the regulatory side of the chair role. The chair has influence, though not direct authority, over how the Fed staff handles bank applications, custody guidance for digital assets, and the master account queue. Recent applicants in stablecoin issuance and crypto-native banking have been waiting on clarity from this exact apparatus. A Warsh chair does not automatically resolve those questions, but it changes the tone at the top. What changes if confirmed a confirmed chair can shape the Fed's next meeting through framing rather than votes? A single press conference can move two-year yields and, by extension, the discount rate that crypto assets get priced against. Three near-term watch items if Warsh takes the chair: pace of any further balance sheet runoff and signaling around it, tone on rate cuts in 2026 against a backdrop of crude oil at $115 and oil-driven inflation pressure, approach to the Fed's master account and custody guidance work, which sits inside the supervisory side of the board. None of those needs to be decided to move markets. Markets price the expected stance. What is not yet settled, the full Senate vote has not been scheduled at the time of writing. Reporting from the committee step does not include the dissenting members or the final vote tally on the record we have, so we are not citing a count. The nomination still requires a floor majority, and individual senators retain the ability to slow the process via holds. This is also a single procedural milestone. Markets that have learned to price Fed transitions often discount the floor confirmation by the time it arrives. The bigger move usually comes either at the nomination announcement or at the new chair's first press conference, not at the committee vote. What this means for crypto users. For most crypto users, the immediate operational impact is zero. Cards still settle, exchanges still post, stablecoins still mint. The transmission runs through rate expectations into BTC and ETH spot, then into ETF flows, then into broader crypto liquidity. A clearer hawkish path can compress crypto valuations even before the new chair makes a decision. That said, the regulatory thread is worth tracking. Stablecoin issuers and crypto-native banks navigating the Fed's supervisory side have been operating in a slow-moving queue. The chair sets the tone for that queue. If Warsh is confirmed and signals a stricter stance on novel charters, the practical effect could show up months later in licensing decisions and master account dispositions.